Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Callahan, in the information that Yahoo provided the subcommittee, your company argues that Yahoo and Google will, quote, compete aggressively against one another in search and display advertising, unquote. Now, I have to ask, how can that be? Does not this agreement give advertisers the incentive to bypass Yahoo entirely and only bid with Google, since the agreement creates a strong possibility that an ad will be placed on both Yahoo and Google search result pages? Now, simply put, why bother bidding on Yahoo's site when I can go to Google and get two for one?
Thank you for the question, Senator. I believe that advertisers will benefit from this agreement on both the Yahoo system and on the Google system. As you note, on the Google system, they have the opportunity, although not the guarantee, for increased distribution. And the reason that is Yahoo maintains complete flexibility if and when to source certain ads from Google or backfill certain ads from the Google system. But if an advertiser wants to reach the Yahoo system, and I think Mr. Carter's testimony about the desire to advertise on both, then they need to go through the Yahoo system to be guaranteed to reach that. Google won't know when Yahoo's going to pull certain ads, and Yahoo is going to do that in a strategic way where we can find a quality ad for us to replace an ad that perhaps for Yahoo would not be or doesn't exist if no one has.
Microsoft used Overture, which is owned by Yahoo, to place most of the ads displayed by MSN search engine till 2006. MSN received a portion of the fees for displaying Yahoo's ads. Was not that agreement similar to the one being proposed by Yahoo and Google? And if the Microsoft Overture contract did not amount to price fixing, how can you argue now that the Google-Yahoo agreement amounts to per se price fixing?
Well, there was a very good question, Senator, but there was one critical difference.
Asked, that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. There was a critical difference. We were not in the market for search advertising at that time.
Mr. Callahan, how will you decide if it is in Yahoo's best interest to place a Google ad on Yahoo's search, search result pages?
What Yahoo plans to do once the agreement is through regulatory review is to implement sending some search terms to Google to backfill ads where Yahoo doesn't have the same quality ad that could be returned by Google, and one that would have increased relevance, generate a click, and we believe that benefits consumers to the point that Mr. Carter had made, that consumers come to the Internet to look for solutions to problems that would create a more relevant ad and a better quality ad. And we think it's good for advertisers as well.
Let me ask you and Mr. Drummond this question. Mr. Smith, in his written testimony, argues that under this agreement, quote, Yahoo will never have an incentive to sell an advertisement for less than Google is offering, unquote. Specifically, a price floor will be created, and that this is per se price fixing. That's already come up. Mm-hmm. Based under the Supreme Court's decision in United States versus Saucony, vacuum. I'd like you to respond to that argument, because it's an important argument, and it's been raised by a lot of people.
Yes, I can speak first and then turn to Mr.
I'd
Drummond.
I'd be happy to have you, both of you should respond, and I'd be happy to have Brad Smith.
There is no pricing coordination between the companies as part of this deal. Keyword prices, so the price, as Mr. Carter indicated, for cents or whatever it may be that get bid, will be conducted on a separate Yahoo auction and a separate Google auction. And when Yahoo has an ad that's drawn from the Google system, that ad will be priced at whatever the price was on the Google system.
That sounds good, but as a practical matter, wouldn't it really basically come down to...
I don't think we know that, sir.